Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. Great to be with you, as always, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Tom Markle, the founder and CEO of Virtue Capital Corporation, and it's ibank.com is the website. He's been joining us now for a long time, talking about how to help you run your business better, get it capitalized better. And he's here today with a little bit of a different topic. Tom Markle, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you back, as always. Tom, as you well know, and as most small business owners know, in America, you can sue anybody for anything. And one of the lawsuits that small business owners have to deal with from time to time are from their own employees, maybe an existing employee, maybe one that they have had, you know, who doesn't work for them anymore. And recently, you've had to deal with one of those, haven't you?
That's right, Jim.
Can you tell us about this, about what your experience was?
Yes, 13 companies later, I've had two labor complaints and thousands of employees. And really, I want to talk about kind of virtuous leadership and kind of what that means to have treat your employees properly and correctly.
When you got sued, though, tell us, walk us through the process of you being sued, and not so much the details right now as much as what happened. How did it get started? Did you get served by subpoena? Or what happened?
Yeah, the labor commissioner sends you a notice, and the notice says to appear at a certain time and day. And you appear at that certain time and day, and
they tell you who is bringing the charges and what the charges are.
Yes, they tell you who the person is, the individual. Mm-hmm. They tell you the complaint that they're suing you for. So how much money they're looking for?
Do you mind telling us how the complaint was worded in your case? Is that something you could tell us? What the people were unhappy about?
Just said, you know, the contract called for paying them $7,000 a month. The complaint is they only paid me $7,000 for 1 month, and they owe me $14,000 more.
Oh, I got
pay
you.
The other okay. 90 All days. Right. They didn't pay the other 60 days.
So that's
days
the kind worth. Of language it might be. All right, go ahead now. And so
right.
then...
Or they said, in the first one, they said I was due a commission. They didn't pay the commission. I was owed X dollars. They paid me half of X dollars, and they owe me $6,000.
So they just went to the person. Just went to the California Labor Department. Is that what they
That's
did?
That's right. It's in California, Santa Ana, in our area.
Yeah, and so they just went and filed a complaint. You had to come and answer the complaint. So you went to the hearing, and what happened?
So you go to the hearing, and there's an arbitrator there, and you sit at one side of the table, the person that has a complaint against you, and then you sit on the other side of the table, and she asked, in this particular case it was a she,
the arbiter.
She asked him to describe the situation and show all of the notes. Oh, before she did that, she asked me to bring my corporate records, my corporate filings of my you know, the fact that we were a corporation.
Franchise filings and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yep, she mm-hmm. wanted to know that we were a valid
right.
corporation.
Did she want to see your minutes and things like that?
No, she wanted to see the formation documents.
I got you. Okay, go ahead.
So you bring your formation right. documents down. And they wanted to know that you had a license to do business in that city.
Right.
So you got to bring your license, mm-hmm. Your formation documents down. And then the fact that you're the CEO of that business, that you were appointed
right.
by the CEO, by the board of mm-hmm. directors to be the person in charge. So you're the officer that can make the decision.
Right.
So you give that paperwork over to her. Then she asked that the complainant, if he in this particular case, he would describe the situation and show any contracts or any signed contracts that
right.
that we owed that money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first side of it.
Uh-huh. And then
she says, Right. Then she says it's now my turn. She said, can you verify that these are all the documents? And I said, yes, I can. Those are all the signed documents of our relationship. And she says, well, what's the problem? And I said, well, thank you. I'll now go into the problem. So in this particular case, the person, the day of our relationship decided to change the contract that we had signed and made it an independent contractor so that they didn't have to pay taxes. So we paid their corporation. I paid their corporation as a contractor.
So now it's not, he's no longer an employee. He's a contractor.
That's right. On the day he came to work there.
Yeah.
And,
Hold on to that thought. The reason I wanted you to go through that, folks, I wanted you to hear some of the things. What are the steps that happen prior to something like this? So before you get hit with a complaint like this, think about the ducks you need to get into a row. The licensing and the documents. Get all that stuff ready. You're going to have to use it one day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.